Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Slight.
The slightest bit.
Oh, that shit's from two just weeks ago.
A micron.
That news is old.
What news, dude?
Black phone streaming.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, dude. The masses can't finally get watch. Their fucking eyeballs on black phones.
I can't wait to watch the fucking Mexican some people kid like named that Robin.
Shit. Some people like that shit, dude. I don't get it. There's people.
You know what else I don't get?
What's that?
People dude? That like this show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hogozer Podcast, episode 362. This is Jorge.
Hi, guys. This is Matt.
Hey there, Maddie. How you been?
I feel like there's more song coming.
Have you heard about your friends? Have you heard about good friends?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Rhett. This is Ree. How you be? God damn. Like that, like that.
Like that. That's good.
Did you hear the like that one I sent you guys?
No. Probably. No, I don't know. No.
I
listened to all of them.
Fantastic goodness. When I was on vacation, I didn't get
You know what, dude? I wasn't responding.
I wanted you to live in the moment.
For other reasons. But I wanted you to live in the moment, dude.
That's true. See, he's there too. George, we talked about it. We were just like, you know what? Let's not give him any response. Let's let him live in the moment.
The moment I was living in was missing my friends.
Well, then you're cucked.
I know.
I mean, like, isn't hi, Sophia, your friend, though, dude?
Don't you ever say that first.
She's not?
Hi, Sophia. Wait, she's my best friend.
That's what he says.
You know what
us.
That is, dude? That's the news Mars Volta song, like, dude.
Oh, God.
This is the latest. That's the latest
Bruno
one.
Mars Volta? Yeah.
We just will randomly get those. She's out of nowhere.
That wasn't vacation. That was when I got back.
Okay.
That was you know that song though, right?
Let's see what this one is.
Get off my plane.
That's because Wolfgang Peterson died, and so that was to commemorate Air Force One.
Wow.
There is much better than that. You're giving this is poor representation.
I'm just going backwards. Okay, this is the last one. Let's see.
Oh.
That was good.
Yeah. Damn, that's good, dude.
I can admit, that was pretty good.
I can't.
He's all gassed out, man.
I can't even handle how good that was.
He can't. I like that he pops at his own songs, though. That's great.
Well, dude, it was good.
That was a vacation joint?
Was that from vacation?
I was just still riding the high.
Came back feeling refreshed, and you're like, damn, I'm inspired.
I'm
going to
hit these boys.
You know what? Now that I think about it, you guys haven't gotten many of those the last few days, so I guess that's over with.
Matt's been missing it.
Yeah, kind of. It's been a little quiet. There's no like...
Well, because you have the fucking thread muted, you chuckle fuck.
I mean, I do, but like, you know, sometimes I like to go on and see that there's like... 18 boy, text messages.
Oh, so we
that
should
are
work. We should do the work, and you just boy, you put in.
Boy,
nothing.
You almost yes. missed a fucking burrito call out,
I
and did. You were like, oh, but he's not.
I missed the last one too.
But he's not gonna bring me a burrito. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
I missed the last one too.
I appreciate you going to bat for me like that. Dude.
I got you, dog.
Like that.
Right or die.
Sure, I heard what he was saying about you before you got here.
It's life. That's life.
So how you guys been?
Chill.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. I went and saw... Hi, Sophia.
I already said that.
I already said it too.
I already took care of that.
But we went to Brick by Brick a couple nights ago.
You went to go see Amon Ra.
Did you get hepatitis?
So good. Hepatitis?
Brick by Brick?
Not it's from dirty. There. It's dirty. I had it all... No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. Not that I know of. Not so far. Well, it's dirty because it's authentic, dude.
That's true.
If you don't get a Hep C from the show, then it's not real metal.
That's super true.
Literally, like, you know, you could get like from Rust.
Tetanus. Too.
Tetanus you can get there. And
when's the last time you had a tetanus shot?
What's the last time you went to a real metal show and ended up with a staph infection?
The last metal show I went to.
Never have I ever.
Well, there you go.
You were
missing out, buddy.
That's not real totally metal.
You were missing out.
I agree.
He's a fucking square. That's what it is.
Trick-ass Mark.
That's true.
We got there, though, and I told Sophia, I said, I haven't ever really listened to one of their albums. I've only listened to a couple songs. I've read about them. I heard about them. And she's like, what are we doing here? I'm like, because I'm going to try to understand them by seeing them live. And then we were both super glad we did, because they were a great band, dude.
He was upset with Sophia for like...
It's that five, approach to stuff.
For like 5 minutes. Because she was like, what are we doing here?
And not, she to, wasn't like that.
He's
she
like, how like, dare you?
He had to explain himself once.
Yeah, I don't like to explain myself.
Yeah.
But no, I'm really glad that we did that. And I'd fucking go see them anytime. They're from Belgium, so that's... Ugh. It's not like you can see them that often.
Only ass.
I can see them in October.
Comes from Belgium.
Where?
In Belgium.
Oh, you should go if they're there, dude.
I might. Kendrick Lamar's going to be out there too, dude.
Who?
Kendrick Lamar.
I thought you said Bruno Mars, dude.
I fucking wish. I would go to Bruno Mars for sure. In a heartbeat.
He's pretty dope. He's doper than anyone. I bet
it's a fun ass show.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Just, you know, their black and white photography aside, it is not that great, in my opinion. But Liturgy opened, which is described as transcendental black metal. And she has like a really good album called, it's H-A-Q-Q. I don't even know how it's pronounced, but she's all into theology and all this weird shit. And
isn't
I
this think, the girl you just saw recently?
Who?
Didn't you just see this Liturgy person recently?
No, Liturgy, I said I was going to see Liturgy. She opens for Amon Ra. Anyway, so I was excited about that. And honestly, though, if I'm saying that when I hear Liturgy, I'm like, maybe this will make more sense live. That lets you know that this is, you know, probably hard to listen to for some people, right? But, dude, I respect everything they're doing, but Liturgy definitely needs to put a mic on their drummer at that venue, because that did not... It made a lot more sense on recording, from what I fucking tell. Mm. And then Amon Ra came out and was like, there you go.
That's a good sound mix.
That's how you do it! Yeah, well, they fucking... Dude, like, how are you going to see something with blast beats and not mic the drummer? At fucking Brick by Brick with the shit bouncing all over the place. Anyway, I don't want to just talk shit about Liturgy, because I'm sure if things, the sound is, you need the sound. With experimental fucking loud ass music like that, you definitely need the sound to be worked out. Because it sounded like noise and not good. Mm.
Not it good sounded noise. Like not the normal noise I like to listen to, yeah. Dude.
It didn't sound like the ugly noise that I wanted to hear. It sounded like ugly noise that was poorly leveled.
It makes a world of difference. Yeah. You know, it's the intention.
Right, right.
It's like they don't intend for it to sound that shitty.
It's got to be intentionally fucked.
And an interesting juxtaposition of elements, though, with her femininity and screams and ethereal vocals with some electronic flourishes and blast beats and twisty riffs. And you never quite knew where it was going to go, but it sounded like shit.
Right on.
You got to take that out.
No?
No. Nope.
It's staying in there.
That's more worrisome to me than anything I've ever said.
Is that, it sounds like shit?
That I'm fucking trashing Liturgy's live show. That's not good. Take it out.
Nope. And we're going to tag her on all the social media, too. Oh,
please don't. Hunter Hendrix like, is her real name.
Listen to what Rhett Creel thinks of your music.
Specifically of the Who Goes There podcast.
Specifically of the sound for that show at that venue.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to backpedal now. I'm trying.
Gotta clean that up.
Okay.
I went to a K-pop show.
How'd that go?
It was fun. It was weirdly structured. Like, they had like 6 or 7 groups, but then like the first group did one song and then left. And then another group did like 2 songs and then left. And then the next group did 2 songs and then left. And the next group did 1 and then left. And then one did 3. And then the first one came back out and did a duet, and then they did 3 songs. It was just weird, like all
how
kinds
could you,
of...
How could you even tell?
What do you mean? Because I know.
It's all, how does it go, Jorge? All the songs sound the same, right? Like
exactly.
Yeah. Mm. That's racist. Suck it on my cock. Oh, baby. Suck it on my cock. I wish they sounded like that.
That's it, right?
Oh, like that. That's part of it. He knows because of Fortnite. It was super dope.
That is from Fortnite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I ran into some guy on the freeway. That was fun.
What?
I did ring announcing for wrestling. That was also fun.
You got hit on the freeway? Is that what you just said?
No, I hit somebody else on the freeway.
Ah.
Yeah. It was that part where like the 5 splits into the 5, 10, 101. Mm-hmm. My GPS is telling me stay on the 5, but the fucking picture shows it going to the 10. So I'm like squinting trying to see what it says, and I fucking bumped this guy and sucked. Yeah.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah, not fun. Alia took it really well. I thought she was going to have like a panic attack because that was like her first accident since the scooter. The accident. But, yeah. Wow.
A little bit of
re-traumatization. Like, she's like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette while you swap insurance and center myself with my headphones. And then took it pretty well. I thought she was going to freak out, but it's good stuff.
Be a man. Sometimes. Get in a car accident.
Lift with your back.
Wrench your back.
That's what we did moving that shit in your backyard. The
other that shit was
don't
awful,
wipe your ass.
Dude.
Did okay. No okay. one, none of us mentioned it because we're men. Men. Alex Garland's men.
Uh huh.
But did either of you have any kinks in your back after that?
No, it was good.
No, that was good.
It was good.
And I went to Idlewild. Although it was just a little one.
Although I think I've had working on this backyard. I think I've had just like a perpetual kink.
Hmm. I like that.
So I don't know if I've ever
heard a kink shit.
Jorge Gonzalez, perpetual kink.
Perpetual kink. Yeah. I don't know if I've quite recovered from the original.
That's possible.
You listen to the early episodes of the show. He talked about his kinks quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's treaded on ground.
We're just old now. We don't talk about anything. We're just like, yeah.
You don't need to say that. We're not old.
We're old. You're oldest. You're the oldest one.
Shh, but I'm also the youngest, dude.
I mean, just because you shaved your face into that creepy baby like...
Yeah, bro. Never a creepy baby. Yeah.
You are
fuck a, you, yeah. dude.
You are a creepy An baby,
Uncle
dude.
Creepy baby.
Speaking of Uncle Creepy,
I look very handsome. Thank you.
Terrifier
I
2.
I fucked up shaving my mustache. Oh, Terrifier 2. Yes.
I saw part of the trailer, but I think I like tuned out before it got crazy.
I do not care anymore.
You don't it's ever been too care long. About anything.
They built it up like Terminator 2.
Bro, 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 bro.
James Cameron's Terrifier 2.
Motherfucker, bro. If I hear one more vitriolic thing about motherfucking Terrifier 2, I'm going to lose my mind.
What do you mean vitriolic? I thought that means like vehemently negative.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You meant like...
No, like vitriol is when you're like, but the fucking, oh, the gushings of blood and the back of skibbisky and the god, the fucking dude, gobs I think of me, guts.
I think I got you, dude.
Yeah, look that word up because I think he used it wrong.
Cruel and bitter criticism.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
That's
there
me.
There
we
go.
That's you, dude. Well, anywho, opposite.
We got it. We got the English major.
Opposite. Opposite. Whatever the fuck. I'm just so done. I'm done with it already. The fucking thing hasn't even come out. I'm already irritated.
I know, but everybody's just like all up on it because of the first one.
Well, yeah, but
I'm excited. Like, I like the first one quite a bit.
I didn't dislike the first one. You know, even I'm not Mr. Slasher. I didn't dislike it.
He's so slasher. Yeah.
Even no, when I, we did the I fucking quite bracket, liked it. It lasted longer on my bracket than your guys. Just to
you know, what's better than watching Terrifier 2?
It's watching the Terrifier 1 steelbook that I got for free from DC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Watching the first one again.
Hell yeah.
And trying to scrounge up some of that goodwill that you've had toward that fucking movie.
That made its debut at Telluride Horror Show. And I'll be at Telluride Horror Show in October. So if you're going to be there, come say hi. It's kind of weird when people do it, but, you know, it's also super fun.
Mm.
I'll have, like, some stickers and stuff. Maybe some shirts. I don't know. Whatever we got. We got some stuff.
Stickers and stuff.
Some shit. Come up, say hi, tell me how pretty I am. Tell me things to tell Rhett and George that I can take out of context and make it seem negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. I'm excited. Very excited.
You weren't excited not that long ago.
I know, because it's expensive. It's still expensive. It's expensive. But, you know, things work out. The universe, you know, works in mysterious ways. Trips. Find a way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find this dumbass fucking, you know, I love going, I'm a fan of looking at the comments on YouTube.
Sure.
I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was like, we were about to witness a new day in horror.
Was that Uncle Creepy?
No, it was a comment about Terrifier 2 from some fuckhead, dude. And it's like, Uncle Creepy? The craziest, when it takes the mantle of the craziest horror movie ever made. And bro, it's just like, shut up.
What would it have to do to be the craziest horror movie ever made?
Well, the first
one is not, you know what? Not exist.
How do you even do that?
That would do it. Not exist.
And no, and then it said, here we go. It's this kind of stuff, which is objectively just like, okay, opinions are opinions, right? When Art the Clown decimates the box office. No. Mm. Art the Clown will not
decimate the box office. I don't exactly see that happening.
Also,
I don't see it getting a wide release.
Yeah, I don't think it got one before.
I see it coming out on Screambox.
Like, I would say Shudder. Like, you know, maybe stop it.
Get some help.
Maybe it would get a limited, you know, release in special theaters, but I don't think it's going to get...
I don't even think Halloween fucking Ends is going to decimate the box office.
No. So, and it's coming out on Peacock the same day it goes to the theaters, too. So
trash.
I'm excited because that means I don't have to go to the theater to see it. Like, I don't think it would be better. I did go to the theaters today. I went today and I watched the Dragon Ball movie.
Oh, how was it?
Dope. I watched it in IMAX. It was so rad.
Dragon Ball Superhero?
Like, dude, like IMAX, the only time I like sitting in IMAX is if I'm in like the fifth row, so it takes up my entire field of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
have you been playing Fortnite at all lately?
A little bit. I want to get the Bulma outfit or the Bulma skin.
Have you fucked around with the Kamehameha?
Yes, it's so dope. Dude, and that little cloud, like, that cloud is dope. It gets me right out of this, out of the little tight spots. And, but man, those Fortnite outfits are expensive.
Don't you want to get right into those tight spots?
yes, I do. So feel free to slide into my DMs. Those skins are expensive, man. They're like $15-$20. Yeah. Like, even Bulma, which is like one of the cheaper ones, is still like $12. I want the Bulma one. Like, I don't really want, Goku or Vegeta. Like, I want little Mr. Kitty Paws or Bulma.
You would.
Those are the best ones. He agrees.
The eggs have begun.
And, I watched a whole bunch of Nathan for You. Oh, I'm God. On the last God episode of the fourth season. I text,
isn't it sad?
What I text you earlier, something about like sexual intruder alert or...
You said something. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I didn't know what you were referring to, but it got me to look at the stuff about the show tonight, actually.
Oh. Well,
but now I know what you're referring to.
So yeah. It was that episode of Nathan for You with the asexual computer repair.
I literally was over there at work like, well, that's a weird way to try to get my attention. Hope everything's okay.
Yeah. So I've been watching that. I watched Spirited Away, which is always good. I love that movie.
That's my favorite Miyazaki. I know that's a... obvious thing to say.
It's not obvious. Like, it's hard, man. Miyazaki movies are all great, so it's hard to just pick one. I mean, Spirited Away is probably my favorite, but Howl's Moving Castle would be like a close second. If
those are both like obviously, that's the thing. We need to be cool and be like Nausicaa, you be Valley like, of the Wind.
Yeah. You gotta be like
Grave of the Fireflies, dude.
It's not Miyazaki, dude.
I just love crying my eyes out. It's still Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, but it's not Miyazaki, dude.
Miyazaki, dog.
I mean, still, Studio Ghibli.
Like, I think My Neighbor Totoro is like the safe one to be like kind of like out of left field a little bit because it's like...
It's not my favorite.
That's what I mean. That's
that motherfucker's cute, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's your favorite, you're They're like,
They're all
shit.
Cute, man. The little fucking mouse from Spirited Away, little fat mouse.
Okay, so Castle in the Sky, I like a lot. Have you seen Castle in the Sky? Mm-hmm. That shit's dope. I like the freaking... What's the witch cat one? Freaking... Kiki's Delivery Service. Yeah. That shit was amazing. Like...
Hello, Kiki.
Like, I put off watching that one for years. Like, I kept... It's like, yeah, I bet it's good, but blah, blah, blah. And then I finally watched it last year with Sophia, both of our first time. And it was like, oh, it's like amazing.
You know they do all of these... at AMC throughout the year, right?
Every year, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember which one's coming up next, but like they have one of them coming, I think in September, and it's like two nights. It might be Spirited Away, but I think it's called Ghibli Fest. I think.
What's the one with like there's Lupin Rides Again or some shit like that? There's like a cat who like flies planes.
Oh,
you know, I think I'm mixing shit up, but you know which one I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that one.
There's a cat.
I was
dude.
Like, what the There's fuck are you flies. Talking about?
Felix the cat and his bag of tricks, dude. Mm,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, that's mostly what I watched. I'm sure there's other stuff, but I can't really put my finger on it right now. Mm. What about you, little homie?
Did you watch this fucking Game of Thrones trash?
I have not. How is it? Is it good? Like,
it's actually not bad.
That's what really?
It's actually not bad.
I'm worried because it's not George R. R. Martin that wrote it, though, right? Like, well, so it's like,
of course,
is I, it? Yeah. It's not the same showrunners as before, right?
No, thankfully.
Good, because fuck those guys.
It's pretty good so far. It does follow a very, very samey formula as the first season of Game of Thrones, which is to be expected.
I like the first season, so that's good.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We will see how well it holds up.
And okay. I was mentioning in the pre-show content.
The pre-com.
But it's hard for me just because these are prequels and the shit ended so horribly. Horribly.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just having a hard time getting excited about the prospect. And also, it not just from the IP and the bad taste. Because I understand objective. This is totally subjective. But it's like you only have so much time to commit to stuff, you know? And I'm like, dude, fuck no.
The one thing it has going for it is it's not dealing with the entirety of the prehistory.
It's so far departed that you're not connected to the shitty ending.
Yeah, yeah. There's stuff going on that like they're not.
Might as well not even be Game of Thrones.
I mean, you got a good point.
So just.
Could be like Dragon Fuck Show.
And then no one would want to watch it because it's not connected to
Game
of Thrones.
I mean, I would want to watch it if it was called Dragon Fuck Show.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, but you know, I get that they want to make the IP and make something.
Guess what, dude?
I'm going to watch it eventually, obviously.
There's already dragons and fucking.
Dude, yep, I'm in.
Shocking.
Dragon Fuck Show.
That's what Dragonheart was missing, was the fucking.
So, the fucking, yeah.
But are they fucking
dragons?
Could
you imagine fucking Einan? Fucking anybody in that movie?
You know the names. I forget that's your one of the few.
One of the few.
Dragonheart.
One of the few Dragonheart stands. That is true.
On the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Who's Einan?
Got him.
Einan's the prince who later turns into a king, dude.
That guy sucks.
He does suck.
I remember him really sucking.
Yeah, he's
not Dennis Quaid, that other ass.
Yeah, no. He's got the shitty long hair. He sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, so I found the list, if you care.
Of what, dude?
Studio Ghibli. So only,
no, I don't care anymore.
No, I'm telling Rhett.
A list of how to get Hep C at metal shows?
Only yesterday
You're
is August
29th.
You're
just going to list off Studio Ghibli?
There's only three.
Ghibli?
No. Howl's Moving Castle is September 25th, 26th, and 28th, and Spirited Away is at the end of October.
Of course. The two big ones.
Rounding out the year, dude.
Wow.
I need to see that flying cat one. Lupin's Last Stand.
God damn it. Now I need to know what that movie's called.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Lupin's Last Stand. What did you watch, dude?
I went to a theater.
What did you watch, dude?
And watched a film called Bodies, 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 which I
can't talk about.
I can't talk about it. I watched it.
It's
and
a film.
It was. I can't talk about it. I watched a few horror movies.
Horror.
Okay.
One from this year called Hypochondriac, and it's like an LGBTQ horror film, which is cool. And the movie is not cool. And I mean, the movie's it's in the right place. It's an indie movie, so I understand that people automatically might look
most
at this
most of
stuff.
The time. Hearts are in the right place, dude.
Well, damn, got him.
Well, yeah, so literal, always so literal. But it explores mental health and all this stuff.
But one movie doesn't
exactly. But that's not
physical
my issue.
Manifestations
issue is,
of things.
My issue is the execution and some of the acting. Like the lead does what he can and all this stuff.
Doesn't
and,
it always boil down to that, dude? Where like, yeah, it deals with emotional things, but the acting and the plot and is what I have problems with. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's like shit.
Well, the thing is, though, it has some like it's been pretty well received because I think. A lot of critics are naturally nicer to these smaller scale indie films that have a good ethos, right? Like it's, again, it's heart is in the right place. Not anatomically.
Not in the center of its chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Matt, I mean, and this is the one that has a scene of a guy, he's getting butt fucked from behind or his ass eaten, and he's like, he starts getting re-traumatized, and he's like, stop, stop, and he looks back, and he sees, like, a wolf face, like, eating his ass, and it's like, this is the funniest thing I've seen all year, easily, easily.
Oh, you sent us that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's dope. It's so good.
But then you sent us a text afterwards that was like, this movie was trash or something.
It was, but that doesn't mean it's not funny.
Fair.
I watched a movie called Glorious, which is on Shudder, and it's this cosmic horror Lovecraft type thing, but super minimal, Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think this might be a good candidate to potentially do on the show. So if that's the case, I don't know. If I'm burying the lead, if it ends up, I'd fucking recommend it. It's on Shudder. If you have Shudder, give it a shot. It's bizarre. It's really minimal, and the fucking actor's all in. J.K. Simmons is in it, just his voice. He's speaking as one of the sons of Cthulhu in a bathroom stall to this guy who's hungover after a breakup, and he needs him to do something in a glory hole so he can save the universe.
Nice.
See what I'm saying? All of this, like, this is something good.
Okay.
It lost my interest a few times because it spreads its premise a little thin, but it's still not, like, egregious.
Okay. Can't have that.
No. I watched Hatching finally, which is, like, one of these foreign ones.
That was the one that went in the theater for like 2 days, right?
Well, there's a lot of that.
Was all about
with digital projection, they don't have to spend a lot of money giving any kind of theatrical rollout. But yeah, it was there and it's on Hulu now. I'd recommend it, dude. And honestly, it has some. I didn't think it would be that much of a creature feature / body horror stuff. Has some strong thematic stuff. It wasn't bad. I'm not a fan of, like, it looks like a movie that you would watch on a streaming service. Like, it's filmed like a streaming movie, which throws me out of it a little bit. But, you know, that's just probably limited means and digital photography, you know, and stuff like that. But anyway, I wish I'd seen it in a theater to have a more, like, cinematic experience with it. I'd recommend that one, though. I was impressed with the fucking, there's some gross shit in there. Birds are gross.
Birds aren't real.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
You think they're government.
Robots.
They're robots.
Yeah, they're government-built robots.
Government spy plants. On
you. That's dope. Well, just because that sounds ridiculous doesn't mean they don't have actual... Like, and they wouldn't do birds. They would do insects, right? Let's get serious.
They do both.
They got nanotech, for Christ's sake.
They do both.
You this can, whole bird you thing is just, again, another,
again,
like,
another CIA
look how
plant.
Look how stupid this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll never consider the idea... That there's nanotech, which there is nanotech, and how good is humanity at having something and not using it? Not very good. Not very good. We had the atomic bomb. They're like, use it! Use it! You know what I'm saying? We gotta use it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, they're using nanotech.
He's all fucked. The birds are fucking yeah, CIA plants.
So birds aren't real.
They're putting nanotech in the vaccine, and you're all fucked. Wait a minute. Me too. I watched a movie called Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker.
Ooh, okay.
1981 cult film, and short dude. It's on Shudder. You never heard of this one, Matt?
No.
It's fucking bizarre. It's known for being way ahead with how it depicts a homosexual character. Because back then it was always a bad thing. This guy is just he's a homosexual character, and he gets victimized, and he's like a good, he's a good dude and all this. But there's this aunt, and she's like got this incestuous type of attraction to her nephew that she's raised because there was this tragedy. The movie starts with a fucking horrific car accident.
Dope.
Which is like dope. But then it's like 1981 cheesy in between, which makes it kind of even more like unsettling.
So it's like, are we good?
It's like, are we good? Like, oh, we're not good. You want to fuck your nephew, and yeah, you'll do anything to protect him.
Were we talking about Game of Thrones again?
Yeah, basically. But there ends up being a murder, and the cop is convinced that it has to do with a gay love triangle. And it's not. And it's such a bizarre thing, but it's because the cop is obviously like a fucking...
Closet gay
who's obsessed with fucking beating up gay people. And you gotta watch, dude.
Sounds like a hot ticket.
Highly recommend this movie. It had another name, like when it was re-released, but fuck that name. I don't even remember because this Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker, that is a good name.
Yeah, it's a lot more socially friendly than you know, like Gay Bash or whatever it used to be called.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. It's not that hard into it because it ends up being, and it is. I agree, but it's actually very much on the side of the. You know, if you watch it, you'll see like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck that cop.
Fuck that guy.
That weird cop.
Weird cop.
Weird cop trying to fucking kick people off Discord for having a
weird
views, cop. Having views about taxes and bald people.
Damn.
Well, bald ignorant fuck.
The Bad Guys, which is an animated movie.
That's my favorite Super Nintendo game, dude.
With a fox.
Bad dudes?
It came out this year. It's with a fox and a snake and a shark. All the bad guys, right? And they rob banks.
All the bad guys.
And I'm watching it with Bonzo, the little chihuahua. And you know what he told me? He's like, oh, finally a movie about the bad guys.
What the fuck?
He put his phone down like that's he was like, so amused by it, like he's been waiting to deliver that joke. Because
I kept holding him, and I'm like, finally,
either that, he was annoyed by it. I can't tell which.
It's a little bit of both. So yeah, watch those horror movies. Oh, I watched fucking Alexander.
Why?
$155 million. I've been laughing at this movie since it came out. With you remember Carlos, my old guitarist? Yeah. Like. We watched that.
That's cool, though. You referred to him as your old guitarist.
Well, because he did. Well, you know him, but back when I used to attempt to play in a band, but was rather inebriated. But anyway, this movie's 3 hours. It's $155 million. It's about Alexander the Great. Oliver Stone directs it. Colin Farrell, with a horrible fucking wig or dye job, plays Alexander the Great. Angelina Jolie plays his mom, which is weird casting, and they don't age her at all. Val Kilmer is his dad, and they're all coked out in the desert, going over budget, losing their minds, and the movie is one of the most unintentionally, like, ambitiously bad, hilarious
movies. It's like Troy with Brad Pitt, like that, along that fucking same line.
It's way worse, though, dude. And it's R.
You think?
It's way worse. It's way worse, but it's also more entertaining, because Troy was just like a snooze fest to me. That was the biggest...
They both sucked.
Like, Alexander, though, like, and it's weird, because there's a couple sequences that where it's like the Oliver Stone-ness starts working, like the cocaine worked well right there. And I'm not saying he's a bad director, but this got away from him. And Colin Farrell's fucking performance... Have you ever seen this movie, Matt?
No.
It's fucking hilarious, dude.
That's not a Matt movie.
I would not recommend it to
3 anyone. Hours long? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't
three,
guess so.
3 hours Greek adaptation. Nope.
It's one of my favorite bad movies.
Wow.
Because also I think that I love the history of Alexander the Great, and it kind of gives you that. It's like the characters sound like they're reading out of an encyclopedia.
Hell yeah.
So, also, let me ask you something, Jorge and or Matt. If you're going to do an Alexander movie and you're trying to like court the Oscars... Of course you're going to do like a voiceover because that's what you do in these sorts.
And you always get Anthony Hopkins.
Yep. And that's how it started. When Carlos and I first watched it, because we knew it would be back, because we kept like, we were being nerds about looking at the stuff back then. When it started with Anthony Hopkins, we didn't even know. He's like, no, they did. And that was 20 years ago almost. It's like, yes, they did. They got Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I will take this paycheck.
Of course.
Yeah.
You probably got like $10 million bucks for it.
Hell yeah.
But
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited because we're headed into the fall, and this is where we have Matt's favorite kinds of horror films, the elevated horror films.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's stuff I don't want to put that on Barbarian, but that's coming out. Bones and All, which is Luca Guadagnino's new one. He did the Suspiria remake. He also did Called Me by Your Name. Bones and All is about cannibalism. And it's got fucking, who's the kid in Call Me By Your Name? He's in Dune.
Oh, Chalamet?
Yeah, he's in it. And there's also a Dutch one coming out called Speak No Evil that Jacob Seaver is also a big fan of.
Mm. It's that Kane Hodder movie, dude.
Mm. No, that's just the movie with Kane.
Kane.
I'm going to talk about Kane Hodder later when we get to the...
We'll get to
well,
it.
We'll I mean, it. I would imagine because he's in the movie we're doing later.
You guys want to talk about these other little bits of news real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hellraiser teaser. Comes out on Hulu early October. It's David Bruckner who did The Ritual. And he did
like
The Night
House. I like The Ritual.
And why are you shaking your head, Jorge?
Fucking nope.
I think
it's going to be weird seeing a pinhead that's not done.
I'm not nope on it at all. No more old IPs out.
I get what you're saying in theory.
No mas.
You know I do. You know I get what you're saying in
no
theory.
No mas.
You but know that. I get it, dude.
But I have hope. Especially because Hulu's track record as of late, pretty good. And David Bruckner's track record. And just because incels are pissed that Pinhead is a dude, I'm going to go ahead and say...
Wait, you mean Pinhead is a girl?
Oh, yeah. Pinhead is a chick. Well, did you just assume...
Well, you're the one that said dude.
Oh, yeah. No. Did we just assume gender existed?
To a demon? Yeah, you're probably right.
Exactly. But I have hopes for it, given that director, personally. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, does it have anything to do with the last one that came out?
No, like, and I don't want it to.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the last one. So as long as it's better than the last one. The last one was a step up from like the three before that, or the five before that.
There's no way. David,
so like,
the guy who did the ritual is not going to fucking make something like that.
I mean, I don't know. We thought Neil Marshall could do no wrong. No,
that is not a weak statement.
I'm pretty sure we were all collectively in agreement.
Motherfucker, you are the only one that Neil Marshall praise.
Even if
Neil David, Marshall.
I definitely heard at least Rhett say it three times.
Oh, don't do this.
That's
you in the Conjuring franchise.
That's me in the corner.
That's me in the The other one is, Just Today, such a timely thing.
It's a good movie, dude.
Friday the 13th rights have been freed up, apparently, and they want to get a new movie out by next year.
Fuck yeah, they do. Fuck yeah, they do.
They want to do Friday the 13th.
The 13th.
Kills.
Dude, let me be the new Jason. Let me do it. I'm big. It can happen.
I just spread your ass for more trash.
Dude. I will. Just put it right in there. Just
why are you excited right now? Were you excited? Like,
I like Friday the 13th. Did you see what
happened
movies.
With Halloween right now?
I mean, but like, they won't do that. It's different.
No, look, the first one was good. It's the first different. New Halloween, it's not different.
Yes, because Halloween is more like it wants to be heady. There it wants is to be nothing creepy. It's like
good left. Friday
the 13th is like. Tits, blood, gore, go.
No, it's done. Not. Yes, I've watched them all.
You're wrong.
They're fucking mostly weak, dude.
Yeah.
In those departments.
It's just tits, blood, gore. That's it.
No, even in those departments, they're weak.
You're wrong. Tits, how are they weak in the We're tits department? We're talking
5 to 10 minutes of that content in the whole film. It's fucking, it's really like.
Some people can be thoroughly satisfied in 5 to 10 minutes, dude.
Oh. Wait a minute, dude. And then We did the Friday the 13th original and remake.
Yeah, the original's not great.
And the remake's not great.
I like the remake.
But you don't.
But I do.
I don't believe you do.
But I do.
I mean, it would be great if it was good. I think if you're going to do that, you need something drastic to be done, and it would never happen. Like, there was some rumor years ago where Tarantino was talking about wanting to do a Friday the 13th movie. Like,
ooh, that's weird.
It is weird, and I would love it just because, even if it's just like, do something totally different. Do something weird here, but that's not going to happen. And I won't be surprised when it comes out and they just shit all over the IP.
I know LeBron wanted to put out a Friday the 13th movie recently.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I want to see LeBron in Friday the 13th.
Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre went well this year with Fede Alvarez involved. I mean,
if he's, you know, like half as good as Kobe, it'll be a smash. So
Jorge, you're being awful quiet about this.
I'm done with these fucking.
He's always
if done. He's done with the new Hellraiser, then he's definitely done with this bullshit.
It's just like, dude, fucking come on, man.
Come on.
What if it's Mike Flanagan's Friday the 13th?
It'll probably suck.
Oh yeah.
What's David Fincher's Friday the 13th?
Oh my god, it would be badass. It would be amazing.
There you go. Got him.
Oh!
Got him.
You got what, dog?
I got you to think.
Damn.
That's what I did. I got you to think. You're like, damn.
Damn.
He right.
You're that's not that, right. That's the fucking he's like, bummer.
He's like, that'd be pretty good.
That's the bummer of weed being back in your system is that you're like, got him.
He wants to make it about that. He was like, damn. He got a point. David Fincher, Friday the 13th. That's pretty good.
You're so stupid.
You saw it.
I think he could make anything good, but it wouldn't be good.
But he wouldn't.
It wouldn't be good because of the reasons that you like Friday the 13th.
No.
He would have something brutal, and he would have some tits, and it would be a David Fincher movie with a lot of plot and characters in between the bullshit.
As long as there's tits and violence.
Well, yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Jason wouldn't even show up in the fucking movie, I bet.
Can they make something good in between those things? Is that off limits in this series?
No, they can do that.
Then why don't they?
Well, I mean, you know, ever. Like... It's just a matter of stylistic choice.
Come up with something.
Except part four.
Come up with something Crispin on Glover your own goddamn self.
Yeah, it was just the Crispin Glover dance that made part four.
Hey, cool. It's just like, fuck, man. You know what? We're all out of ideas. Fucking Gremlins again. We're all out of ideas. Fucking Hellraiser again.
Let's just
again.
Do Dark Tower, dude. Let's option another
No, Steven. Never do that again.
Let's option
do
it another again. Steven never, King property.
But it's going to be R this time, dude.
Never do it again.
What if we do it as a TV show?
Don't even have done it. Don't even have done it ever.
To be fair, we just watched a new Predator film last week, and it was... In my opinion, yeah, the but best the you original. Know
the difference is?
They're exceptions?
All the Predator movies are fantastic.
Stop it. Stop it. So I mean, that's you. Him with Friday the 13th is you with that bullshit.
That's right.
Well, but see, no. I don't do it with anything.
But no, but no, no, no. I know the Predator movies are garbage.
Okay, well, can you say
he
that?
He loves them.
Hey, wait a minute. No,
he loves
not.
Them unironically.
The Predator movies are not garbage.
I'm talking
the
about
first
like
one's
AV, I'm talking about like AVP and that shit.
Trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, trash.
I agree with you.
And it makes it's but they're it's worse that it's aliens versus Predator and it's trash.
I agree with you.
Because it should be good.
But they're awesome.
Don't, nope.
See, whereas Matt is like, oh, Friday the 13th, fucking great. Fucking
that's
start.
Not, that's not true at all.
Start to
that's
finish.
Not true.
Start to finish, dude.
That's not so true.
I've got blood and tits and gore. I'm cool.
Fuck for five yeah. minutes.
It's dope. Like, cool. Great.
You're right. You're damn straight. Darn tootin' even.
Yeah. Well, and let's... One more bit of news. The Addams Family controversy.
Fuck them.
Wait, what is up
fuck
with the Addams
them.
Family?
Fuck the Addams. Fuck Rob Zombie. Fuck with
that's the monsters.
I know. I'm saying all
he
of
he just wants to be like
all
angry.
Of this shit. Get rid of it. Get it out of here.
Wait, what happened with the Addams Family?
It's stupid, is what it is. The fucking cast looks dumb as fuck.
Wait a minute. What
is that? What it is? What? Is that no. the controversy?
What? They got this.
You sound stupid.
They got this fucking dumb cast.
No, they don't.
And everybody's like, oh, you're just mad because the character, his name is Gomez, and you're mad that it's a Latino. And no, I'm mad because it fucking looks dumb.
It looks
dumb as fuck.
Here we go. This is important. Wait, is it? Because I thought you were going, the cast is fine.
Is it Gomez, that Luis whatever guy?
Yes, and it looks stupid as fuck with his dumb fucking hair.
I don't think he'd make a good
And
I don't
somebody
think
was like,
yeah,
but
somebody,
who cares?
Dude, somebody's ass.
You're acting like it's like Rhett Butler.
Somebody's
like,
dumb
this is an
ass
important
on fucking
part of Brett Butler?
No, like it's some, like this is someone playing Shakespeare. Why do you care?
He sucks as an actor. That's why.
Bro.
He sucks.
He's the best actor.
He sucks. And then somebody was all, look at the original fucking character on the cartoon. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's still dumb as fuck. And this fucking...
You just... Dude, everyone loves Raul Julia.
That's
right?
True.
Everybody.
I don't...
But,
I just...
But
I,
wait.
I just...
Wait,
ah,
wait till he's the Heath Ledger of
please.
Gomez. He is the Heath Ledger of Gomez.
Please.
And may I remind you, Jenna Ortega plays
fucking
Wednesday
great.
Addams.
Fucking great. Fucking great.
Okay,
she
and not you. Okay.
She sucks too.
Jorge. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
You shut your
she
whore
didn't
mouth.
Suck in X.
You don't
she
talk about my angel
new,
that way.
She didn't suck in the new Scream. And she doesn't suck how she looks.
Are you telling
and
me?
And it's good casting
are
for Wednesday.
Are you telling me she didn't suck in the new Scream?
She didn't
like
suck
you
in
have,
the new Scream.
I would like to see her suck
you
in the new
You have lost
scream.
Your fuck.
All three of us said she did
you
fine.
You have fucking
this
lost.
This fucking episode.
You have fucking lost your mind.
Huh. And she was in Studio 666 too. She's, and you love that.
Oh,
and
that shit sucked.
It's fine that she's good looking.
George loved it.
Great.
She's
super
actually, and she's,
fine.
Not just good looking
this
though.
Cast.
She's stunning.
This cast looks
no,
terrible.
No, she's a good actress.
And it should go jump off of a bridge.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay, okay. You actually don't like how they look, which is its own separate thing. There are people, though.
I don't care about how they look, man.
No, it should stop. There sure. are people, though, complaining simply because they got a heavy Latino-looking guy to play a guy named Gomez.
That's,
not you.
Maybe
but
it's
there
because
are
they
people.
Got an ugly-looking guy to play somebody who's suave and
no, but there are
debonair.
Also actual racists complaining that they got him to play him.
You know what they? You know
dumb.
Who they?
But
really,
they're not complaining that Jenna Ortega is
you know who
playing
they,
Wednesday.
You know who they really
because
got?
Because she's fine.
You know who they really got? They got us. by making this piece of shit.
You should play Gomez.
That's how that's they. True. That's
wait a minute.
That's
I'll be Fester. Got. You'll be Gomez, and he'll be
Morticia. He'll be Morticia.
Cousin
I
it. Mean,
I would be more like Cousin it.
You just wish. You walk, wish. You're not that. Walk, you're not that ball. Funny. You're not that funny.
He doesn't even say anything.
He's mad. He now. Doesn't need to be saying anything to be funny. I
he's
wish
just
you
a walking
would,
ball
wish,
of
you
hair.
Know what, dude? You know what? You're right. You say as much as Cousin It does, please.
He's a walking
on.
Ball of hair, and he gobbles. He Google gobbles.
That's you, dude.
Just because we got fucking Fester over here.
Totally.
Put a light bulb in your mouth, dude.
Okay. Uncle Ooh. Creepy ass.
Get it out. Get Sucking it out.
A cock. You're the one that's got it in.
Get it out. Get it out.
What do you?
All of it. All of it. Get it gone. Get it.
I hope you're ready for Jason X, because you guys seem to love this
he's
movie.
He's getting it all worked up right
just
now.
Just fucking wait, dude.
What else did you watch?
He didn't even tell us. He's just ready to be
angry. Well, I watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, what else?
It was decent.
Yeah.
Let's see. I watched
Wait, you mean so you watched a non-new property? You watched an old idea that's been rehashed?
There it goes again.
But that's not even the point. You've missed the point entirely.
No, got him. Got him. That's what I did. I got
there
it.
There it is. There's the weed talking.
There's
again.
The weed.
I got
There's
it.
The fucking weed talking.
Dude,
again.
I'm gonna let you handle all those things.
I just thought I got like, I don't even understand. He's like,
I built up my defenses over the last 4 years.
He does this thing where he's like, I fucking got it now, dude. And then I and so then, got him. And then
people
does,
go with it. People
he,
go with it.
And
shit.
Then he does this yeah. giggly shit where he's like, I'm just kidding. I'm not actually doing that.
No,
it,
I so got
yes,
him.
It is.
I so got him.
It is.
But he. He did get you.
I did get you.
About Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
all of your misdirection aside, it does apply.
I did really. Get you. It's one series.
Dude. Yeah, but still, you were just literally ranting about like,
it's one,
no more rehashed ideas. And you're like, so I was watching the rehashed Game of Thrones
series.
Show.
It's one series.
Yeah, but
it's one series.
You're one series.
It's one fucking series.
So far.
Yeah,
fine.
So far.
Fine.
Just
the
wait.
Next time they do it,
remember
I'll
the
be,
Homer
I'll
Simpson.
I'll be pissed.
One series so
next
far.
Next time they do it, I'll have something to say about it.
Yeah, but if next time they do it and it's good, I'm already where you're at with it. That's why I haven't watched it. You get what I'm saying?
But I was already there.
Yep. But now I'm there. But
Matt's
yeah.
just look. Matt's just fucking
I'm
trying
just
to be
dope.
Like,
want to make this about Matt again?
Friday
don't you?
The 13th
yeah,
huh? It's
you
fucking
know,
fun. And it's
I didn't
like,
say anything about
cousin
Friday.
Cousin It hasn't said anything.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm just
should, maybe
I'm just meeping over here. Just meeping. That's it.
Did you watch any more of the other spinoffs of The Walking Dead? By
no.
any
yeah.
Time?
Oh no. yeah. There you go. Another rehashed property.
Been anything good there, dude?
Imagine that.
Shocking.
Rehashed IP with nothing good.
I did watch two Harry Potter films.
Ah, IPs,
which was fun.
Yeah, fresh, not the new ones though, right?
Fresh
Fantastic
IPs.
Beasts.
Yeah, not the new ones.
Fresh
because that
IPs.
Would be a rehashed
those are,
IP.
Those are trash.
They look like
those
trash.
Are fucking trash.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I could see in the trip. Not.
That's why I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Now where are you at, Matt?
Which Potter movies? Did you watch Azkaban?
Well, I'm watching them with Mike as we read the books.
That's badass. I commend you. I'm not a huge Harry Potter fucking dude, and I never read the books, but I watched the whole series, and the consistency of quality. Even the bad ones, there's still like good production values. Of course, seeing the cast age with the characters, mm-hmm. that's dope. My favorites of that series are Azkaban, because that's fucking Alfonso Cuarón, which helps.
That is, yeah.
And Sirius Black, Gary Oldman's in it, and they got the time travel thing with the tree. And then I liked Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Of the two, that's the better one.
That shit's dope. They flying around and he's fighting that fucking...
They're flying around.
He's like, lock that.
And they got the juice.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Fantastic Beasts.
Not good.
You're going to watch it.
No.
Eventually.
But you will watch the Fantastic Beasts of Game of Thrones.
That's sure.
It's him. Literally what it is.
Got him.
Adam's Family, get it out.
It's going to be fantastic.
What about the Killer Clowns from Outer Space video game?
Get it out.
It's asymmetrical multiplayer.
Get it out. I'm
it's asymmetrical. It's 3 versus 7.
That's cool. We'll either have Get It Out or Let It In.
Let it in. Yeah. Get that out too, man. Fuck. Not only let it in.
Get
only,
out the let it in.
Not only is it a rehash concept, it's a rehash concept of a video game. That's double fucked.
I mean, but they've never made a Killer Clowns video game though, so like that's gotta count.
It's gonna be Dead by Daylight again.
I know, but with clowns, more clowns.
Which is gonna on board. Which is more gonna more clowns. Suck, dude. Come on,
even more clowns.
That's his Game of Thrones spinoff right there.
Yeah,
yeah, but he only plays the one because he knows.
I don't even play Dead by Daylight anymore. I haven't played in weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm playing.
You know how bad the concept is.
I've been playing Breath of the Wild. That shit's fun. Mm. That shit cray.
Fucking A.
That's Zelda, good. Dog.
That is Zelda.
That is Zelda. Hella dope. I've been playing the little NES stuff they got on there.
What you playing?
You're
probably not good at any of them.
I'm good at all of them, and you know it, bitch. You're always, he's always like, oh, you're not good at video games. And then anytime he sees me play something, he's like, oh, you're good. You're really good.
Now who's speaking up?
This fucking guy. This double speaking ass. Every Frights and Pines is like, Friday the 13th game. It's like, oh, you're good at this. Put on Mega Man. Oh, you're good at this.
The only game that you're good at. The only game, ironically, that you're good at is the Friday the 13th game.
I'm stuck at that game. That game's awful.
He goes, watch this, dude. I'm going to fucking win. Dead.
Yeah, dead. Every game I play, I'm like that. Joke's on you, dum-dum. I suck at all of them, except for the ones I'm good at.
That's good shit. So,
anything else?
I think that's it. I think we're about to take a break.
Yeah, that's it.
And come back and talk about a movie.
A movie. Oh, boy.
A movie with an X in the title.
That's true.
X. You don't get many of those, except, you know, like X.
And Triple X.
Oh, that's true. We should do both Triple X movies.
And then Triple X State of the Union.
Isn't there one like Triple X, like it's cold as fuck or some shit like that?
Triple X, it's gonna rain.
It's in Russia, it's cold. Guess what, dude?
What, dude?
We're fucking back,
dude. We're back!
Oh, Matt. Stop looking at boobs and tell them about Patreon, dude.
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast unfortunately doesn't have any boobs, at least not that anybody's willing to show. I don't know, Hans might if you ask him nicely. He's a pretty giving guy.
Hans!
You know, Hans! Like the other things that you can get on there like are exclusive content song. And, you know, bonus episodes like our Predator 2 episode. You get access to the Discord where Rhett will ridicule you and, you know, badmouth you and chase you off of Patreon and, you know,
That's such bullshit.
Every now and again, you'll get to see us squabble on there. The inner squabblings of the Who Goes There podcast.
Incel energy is what chases.
It's what George is bringing tonight. It's true. He's got quite a bit of that.
Well,
so if you want to see,
and then there's just your dismissive stupidity,
untapped dismissive stupidity.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to patreon.com/
lack of personality.
We told you we were cynical idiots, and we weren't kidding.
Yeah, that's true.
Assholes. Wait a minute.
Idiots.
Subscribe to Patreon, please.
Idiots.
Idiots.
Oh, God. So the Who Goes There podcast watched 2001's Jason X, somehow rated R, directed by James Isaac,
boobs.
Written by hardcore. Todd Farmer and Victor Miller, starring...
Victor Miller. That's one of the OGs. Doig.
Fucking Kane Hodder.
Oh,
of course.
So good.
Lexa Doig, Jeff Geddes, David Cronenberg.
Yeah! Best in the movie, easily.
When he popped up on screen, I was like, well.
And he plays it super straight.
Here we go.
He plays it. He's like, I'm going to fucking deliver these lines.
Jonathan.
I mean, he has to in order to stand out against Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Lisa Ryder and a bunch of other people you don't fucking know.
I just like the Doig. It's a fun name. Doig.
Lisa Doig?
Lisa Doig.
Lexa Doig.
Lexa Doig. Lexa Doig.
Matt, what'd you think of Jason X, man?
Bro, this movie is trash. It's so bad, and I love every second of it.
No, you don't.
I so do. I'm watching it last night, and I'm like, why does Jason look so fucking stupid? Why is he... like, got these weird tufts of hair. Why is everything CG? Like, when Jason gets frozen, why is he standing in the cryogenic thing like this? Why is everyone wearing some form of sweaters but without sleeves on them? That's super weird. This movie is so so fucking stupid. And I love it. It's so fucking charming because of how stupid it is.
Well, I'm going to agree with you halfway. This movie is stupid.
It's so stupid.
That's basically,
but it's so fun. That's
basically it, man. It's unfathomable how fucking bad this movie is, dude. Okay, so I will admit.
Bro, you have to like this because this is basically Alien and Aliens put together.
I will admit.
With nods to the Predator.
It has been a minute since I've seen this film, and I remember it differently since the last time I saw it. Because I'm always like, look, dude, it's Jason X. It's fucking Jason in space.
Yeah, you think that's cool. Yeah. You think it's cute.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude. But I forgot. I forgot how he gets to be.
Oh, yeah.
Robo Jason.
For 15 minutes.
The Robo Jason shit is the best.
It's for 15 like, minutes.
By the way, just turn it on.
And it fucking it. This movie drives me nuts. But we'll talk about it.
Everybody knows. Seriously, like if you're being serious, I'm not talking about it being cool because it sucks. People know this is the worst of the series. This is widely agreed upon as the worst, or therefore the best of the series.
It's the most successful in the franchise.
You're stupid, and no, it's not.
Financially, like it was a financial flop at the theater, but afterwards, due to like cult status and DVD sales, it is the most financially successful of the Friday the 13th films.
Incorrect.
That's not incorrect.
Adjusted for inflation, Friday the 13th Part 4. Far.
You're just saying that because it's your favorite.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's true.
You're saying it incorrectly.
It's fucking Corey Feldman in his prime with Crispin Glover. It's fucking the one that made the it was in the top 10 that year box office was.
Do your research.
I already did my fucking research.
I did too, little homie.
You just looked up Jason X most successful and found it. That's what you did. Because that's the weed talk.
That's not even true.
That's the weed talk.
Let me say what I thought about this movie before you start some bullshit narrative like Biden and Trump.
Hey, come
Jason
on, man.
X.
I'm just doing the best of what I have.
Come on, man.
I'm in my dark Brandon fucking timeline right
Let's
now.
Let's fuck okay. Brandon.
Look. It had been a few years since I seen this, and the movie, I know the movie's a joke, and I know it's a bit, right? Like, Jason X, a Shredder Jason, dude. It's Shredder Jason. The movie's fucking terrible, and it's funny in parts, and it's consistently bad and consistently hokey on purpose. It's very clear it's on purpose. The special effects, there are parts where it's like, am I watching Mystery Science Theater 3000? It literally looks like I'm watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, which is an odd fit for a Friday the 13th film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being how you don't like sci-fi that much, this is honestly almost more a shitty sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah.
With porn scenes without the porn.
Bro, this feels
like
something. The
whole thing feels like they're about to have the porn and it never happens.
This feels like one of those movies you see on sci-fi on like a Sunday afternoon that was filmed like for $3,000.
Yeah, and here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. I agree. But you saying you loved every second.
Oh, I do.
It's fucking boring for long
You're
stretches.
Boring for long stretches.
Dude, it got to the hour mark and I'm like, how is there 30 more minutes of fucking movie here? Why is there 30 more minutes?
Because there's still people that are alive. That's all you need.
Most of the people survive. It's another thing, too. When I rewatch these...
This is the highest body count of any Friday the 13th movie,
yeah,
too.
Well, there you go. Let me... Again, these movies are fucking way overrated, and Jason is way overrated. He sucks. He fucking sucks in this movie. She fucking shows up with a gun and blows his limbs off.
She has multiple guns.
What is it? He's got a hockey mask?
She has multiple guns.
She's got three.
She has moves like the Matrix, except when she moves, they do a close-up of her arm.
It's because she...
And then a close-up of her standing there.
That's because she
close-up
got
a close-up of her foot.
She got an upload.
That's that shit was so dumb.
So, look, man, I get it's a harmless, bad movie, but it's also boring.
I disagree. I think it does harm.
Oh, it does harm?
Yeah.
It don't harm nobody.
That's the weed talking, dude.
It don't harm nobody.
I wrote notes on this because I'm like, how am I going to talk about this? So, like, first opening thing, generic CGI hell. I thought it was Spawn.
Okay.
I'm like, is this Spawn?
But hold up a minute. Okay. I just want to get around the idea of this movie.
It's fucking crazy.
It's first off, it's fucking crazy.
It's just a bad
idea. So they have somehow managed to trap Jason.
Yeah. The girl, the Doig, traps him.
With a research facility with Crystal Lake.
With chains.
Also, before we go any further, if I can just add that Doig. Damn.
Here, let me like with on to piggyback on that. This chick at the beginning of the movie manages to trap Jason in a cryo chamber within less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Proving how, you know, invincible he is again. Right? Dude, is he supposed to be menacing? Is it supposed to be like he's an unstoppable killing machine? Because you just, this chick trapped him in a cryo fucking freeze.
He is an unstoppable killing machine. But you know, like even like anybody can get caught up.
Even God has to cry.
The only reason this exists like this is because...
What if he was one of us?
Look, I like Friday the 13th part 6. Probably second best to part 4. And part 6 is where he becomes unstoppable fucking...
Too many but Ninja Scroll is better, dude.
It's when he becomes unstoppable zombie Jason, right? So ever since then, he's just been unstoppable zombie Jason. This is the ultimate version of that where it's just like... Fuck this being scary at all. Let's just be absolutely
menacing.
No, well, this autistic.
This was also the turn of the century when all of the movies that we were getting had like Kill Switch Engage and like Shadows Fall in the soundtracks and Drowning Pool. So like,
how does the soundtrack manage to suck so bad?
This movie looks like Kill Switch Engage sounds.
I mean, kind of. Like you're not You're not wrong. And like you're talking about the CGI hell. Like you're talking about the CGI hell. This movie exists in like this weird place where they wanted to make a new Friday the 13th movie, and originally Freddy vs. Jason was going to come out first. But then they wound up having like some licensing thing and they had to push it back.
You don't say.
So this movie, it was set in space because they needed to do it in the future because it needed to take place after the events of Freddy vs. Jason without like fucking up the events of Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh yeah,
because
the chronology is real important with these
movies. So they had to like work around that.
It's like Game of Thrones.
And then this movie wound up getting pushed forward to come out before Freddy vs. Jason, which is why it's got that little bit of hell in the beginning.
To emphasize that it's after Jason goes to hell.
When he got like snatched and brought down.
Oh, I get. I'm just commenting on it.
It looks like trash.
As a period piece. Generic CGI hell. Which is like, dude, like I get the appeal. Like I like it as a meme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And then he's in this facility at Crystal Lake is really dark. It's poorly lit. And well,
that's because it's a clandestine research facility.
Also very steamy.
Also like underground.
And it's full of steam.
Yeah, as things underground are.
Well, like why would they have built a research center at Camp Crystal Lake?
Because?
It's easier to test the soil?
Because like... Because
it's like a fucking straight up B-movie.
Ostensibly, they're there to catch Jason, right?
Well, so you know the script was written from like a contest. It was like a fan fiction contest.
No, we don't. I don't know this.
Yeah, this is like they...
Research, remember?
They sent out like a thing for like a... It's basically like a fanfic contest for somebody to write the script, and this was the one they chose.
Well, that fucking checks out.
Yeah.
Because it seems like... fan fiction for something that already is bad fiction, which is Friday the 13th franchise.
So let me,
even if you like Jason, I mean, it's not.
Let me ask y'all a question. This is tearing into the lore of the film a little bit. So they're on Earth, right?
No.
At Camp Crystal Lake? At the facility?
At the beginning of the movie? Yeah. Yes.
So. First off, these people are like surprised to find people on Earth.
They said Earth. Earth 2. They have Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Right.
Because the other Earth is fucking uninhabitable. They said.
But like
they're at Crystal Lake, so I don't think that's why. I don't think the surface is uninhabitable.
But like,
but I think you know what though? You're doing the Jorge thing. You're actually trying to like approach this on
only,
terms
it's
like
the
that?
Only way. It's the only way.
There is no logic here.
There's the only way, dude. So they leave
There Earth. Hasn't been any logic in Friday the 13th
they leave,
since part 2.
They leave Earth 1, presumably, right?
That's where they find Jason and Homegirl.
But then they talk about, like, Homegirl's all like, well, can we go back to Earth? And he's like, we can't go back there. it's Earth One or some shit like that, right?
That's right.
But did they not tell her they picked her up from Earth One?
Yeah, they were doing like a. It's basically
yeah,
like
I'm gonna do. The
it's
thing.
Like scientists doing like an archaeological dig. So uh-huh. they were going there to like just oh. look for stuff to bring.
So you like science fiction?
Bring something back, and then they're like, "Oh, we found two humanoid figure."
Terrible.
Well, and the part that's most fucking annoying is that like they know that we know that they know what's going on.
They don't know anything.
So like it's like you've got the two horny people fucking. And right as she's like, Jason wakes up.
That's what
up.
Wakes Jason
that's
up,
when,
yeah.
That's when he wakes up. And then it's like...
He's like, oh, we getting down? Time to get down.
And then at the end, when they're trying to, like, trick Jason into, like, you know, into, like, thinking he's back at Camp Crystal Lake, they're like, we're gonna have premarital sex.
That scene alone is literally why I saw the movie five times in theaters.
So the movie, the film, is supposing that they know about the lore of Friday the 13th.
Well, they
that's
have a
fucking crazy.
They have a character in here, and this is the year 2455, by the way.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous. But anyway, and so
what's ridiculous is hockey is outlawed in 2024.
There's a guy in there. He's on a screen. He's like, it's not Jason Voorhees, is it? Because Jason Voorhees is this like well-known thing 400 years later, right? Obviously, but that dude is—it's Robert A. Silverman. I recognize him because he's in five different Cronenberg movies. He's in Existence, Naked Lunch, Scanners, The Brood, and Rabid. So, props to my boy Cronenberg for putting his buddy in this movie.
Well, also,
and that goes with what you're saying—that yeah, apparently Jason Voorhees is like a well-known person 400 years later.
400 fucking years in the future.
455.
That shit's
because
crazy.
He killed over 200 people and disappeared.
The director of this did cite Cronenberg as his favorite director.
Well, that's fine. So that's why you like it.
No. Like, I mean, if Cronenberg's movies were all this stupid, then I would like his movies
well,
more.
And that's the thing. Cronenberg obviously has a sense of humor. Else, like, that's why he's in this film. He was in Nightbreed, you know.
So I actually watched this on DVD.
Well, in Crimes of the
because,
Future
because, you know, I actually own it, and it's got some special features on it, and they have this behind-the-scenes making of. And the people are so excited for the things that they're doing. Like,
oh, I bet.
The fact that they got to do any of this like CGI stuff, they're just basically like, how much can we throw in there? And they just threw everything. They're like, we can allow a guy to crawl like across the screen when he's been chopped in half and it looked like shit, you know? And it's like, we can have like this monster and it looked like shit. And all the CG looked like shit.
It did look.
But it looks so bad that it's like amusing. You're not even like, oh, that looks like shit. You're just like, oh, damn, that looks like
shit.
Well,
no, but that's, I'm not against that. And again, I like Mystery Science Theater, but I get that from Mystery Science Theater with, I don't see why that's a good thing for a Jason movie.
It's not, but
it wasn't
it's corny.
Even like.
Well, I know it's corny, but I'm still okay.
The Mystery Science Theater distinction isn't quite like precise enough for me. It is like Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, you're right.
1998.
Yeah.
4:30 on a Saturday.
Yep.
Like it's that fucking bad.
Yeah. It feels like something where they were like, oh,
it's like
we're
an
gonna...
episode of Stargate, like of like yes. Stargate SG-1. It's like that shitty of fucking animation.
Where they're like, we just have black rooms and laser vests, you know, like that's it. That's the whole spaceship.
And, dude, and it's like, dude, this dude with dreadlocks, he's gonna get his arm chopped off twice. Bro, he's gonna.
Bro, it's the similarities between losing the arm and being called the Grendel dude, because fucking Grendel loses his arm, dude. Get it? And then Jason loses his arm later when KM shoots it off.
That's the weed talking.
KM is fucking Beowulf, dude, and Jason is fucking Grendel, even though the ship is Grendel. Jason and Grendel both come out of the water, like stalking their prey.
And then they try to rip off, like you mentioned earlier, they obviously rip off, like, oh, here's some space marines, and here's a CGI alien dragon thing.
Well, the fucking android thing was the worst when it was like, they've got to have a fucking android on this shit.
Yeah, but this one they gave tits whose nipples fell off.
That, no, she turned
yeah.
them off.
Yeah,
dude.
But...
Bro, she's fucking... She's like, what do you think of these nipples? And he's like, nah, bitch.
He's like, they're pretty good. Oh, shit. Your damn bitch, your nipples fell off.
No, he didn't like them. He was like, you know what, dude? They don't complete you.
Okay, but 100%, he was fucking that AI.
At the end,
like,
yeah.
He wanted to fuck her the whole time, though.
He got that.
Like...
He definitely did fuck
that. I feel like if I was going to design a fucking Android, like, I'd at least make it hot. Like, oh my God, like the girl that wants to talk about her midterm with her professor. It's just like she brings in champagne and a nipple clamp. And then like, why does she pass?
Because she clamped his nipples up real good, dude. Because she gave him a purple
nurple. He got in some lingering.
He's all, ah!
Yeah.
He goes, you passed!
Yeah, I mean, I'm down with all that shit, but there's not enough of it consistently.
Yeah, there needs to be more railing.
An hour and a half.
There needs to be more railing for sure.
Well, there you go. If it's going to feel like a porn, give me the porn.
Oh, I wanted that coroner girl to get smashed, like not just her face either, you know.
But my favorite kill was the cryo freeze face.
That's the best one. That's the best one.
That's taken from X-Files.
And he's big. Jason is particularly big in this one on smashing people's faces, which is cool. But that one, that cryo freeze smash was nice.
And it was pretty cool. It was pretty, like, I don't want to say accurate because that's not.
No, it looked good. It's not the word I'm going for.
Mythbusters did it and said that you couldn't do it.
But, like, the fact that her, like, scream cuts off instantly as she starts to get frozen.
Oh, listen.
I'm like, hey, somebody was like, look, her scream has to stop immediately when she gets frozen. Like, I just was like, okay. Somebody was paying attention.
Where the chick gets sucked out of the airlock.
That's from Alien Resurrection.
Alien Resurrection, but she says, oh, this sucks on so many levels. Like, dude, is that, what am I supposed to do with that line?
You're supposed to take it how you want to. Because, like, it could just be like, oh, it sucks as in it's, like, a not cool thing.
So many levels.
It could be sucks as, like, the movie sucks out.
It could be that the joke sucks.
Or that she loves to suck the D.
It could be that the joke sucks and that's funny. It could be that the joke sucks and that's supposed to be funny, which makes it not funny again.
Yeah, dude.
It sucks.
The dialogue in here was written by fucking Cronenberg.
Shut up.
Oh. It was. Read it. He fucking went in and he tweaked some of the scripts and rewrote some of the dialogue. Well, that's why it's so fucking clunky.
That's why.
That's the only reason why.
You're so fucking stupid.
That's the only reason why it's so fucking clunky is because David Cronenberg got his crippled old hands on it.
The Friday the 13th series is known for its very eloquent dialogue.
Yeah, like, oh, you're going to get it, bitch.
You're going to get it.
Okay, and then we got the Hick pilot.
He's dope.
There's that guy. And then there's the Tony Todd lookalike who's super.
Yeah, low rent Tony
super
Todd.
Buff though.
Yeah. Yep.
He's low rent Tony Todd, but he makes Tony Todd look like low rent Tony
Todd.
He's
only the second person to have killed Jason.
Well, I believe it. The guy was fucking fit. CrossFit all the way.
Dude, when he like came flying out of left field at the end, he's like, woo! And just grabs him. Oh, God, it's so funny.
It's so dumb.
It's so great.
There's the black dude at one point, not Tony Todd, the other guy. Who's like, I got him, which is, you know what that is, right?
I got one!
Which was like, I missed that part because I was looking down at my phone and Sophia's like, hey, rewind it.
He said the line.
He did the thing.
It's like, who was that guy? Because he seemed like a total fucking nobody. And then later he's like giving commands and telling their rescue to just not bother.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm all, answer him.
Who is that?
Yeah.
He was like the botanist or something.
I can't believe how you like follow the plot of
he's
this.
He's just a flower like, boy?
He's a flower boy.
I don't have time for that shit with this movie, dude. I'm not doing that.
How do you not have time? That's what our job is.
My job is not to decipher the plot of this fucking... They didn't even make a plot.
The plot's pretty simple. Thank you. You know, just like... It's just like Alien.
Shut up.
It's just like a single imposing force chasing a bunch of dumb-dumbs on a spaceship.
Alien actually has a very, very like paced thing with him going
out.
Yeah,
so this.
Getting back to the ship. It has Mother. It has the android reveal that he's fucking...
They had to go from one side of the ship to the other.
He's controlled by the corporation. Ass.
You know, Alien had Mother. This one had Daddy. When she's twisting the nipples, she's like, oh, Daddy like that.
This one had Daddy.
Daddy like that.
Well, that's why you like it better.
This android was commanded by Dick.
Yeah, and this android had tits, too.
So, as usual, I've leaned into the
and she got, like, a dominatrix outfit and started blasting guns.
With fucking, you know, me talking shit about Friday the 13th as a whole and all. But seriously, look, I'm going to say something now. So, if you like Kane Hodder and think that he's, like, some fantastic thing, stop now. Because I was looking this up. How many, Matt, you're the aficionado here. How many times did Jason play, or excuse me, did Kane Hodder play Jason?
Four?
Four.
Yeah.
Which four seven, were they? Which four?
Seven, were eight, Goes to Hell, and Jason X.
The worst ones. Why hey, is Kane Hodder?
Eight is the best one.
The worst ones of this series.
Eight is
and
dope.
And also, he the way he moves in this, it's like, I'm like, this can't be that guy because everyone loves that guy because he's moving too smooth.
They love him because of the way he moves, too. It's his little mannerisms and stuff.
Those are the, whoa. Not just, it's not just little me. Mannerisms it's not stuff. Just me. It's not just me. If you scour the internet, most people
if you would, talk to Jacob Seaver, dude.
Most people would agree those are the fucking nadir of the series, dude. And those are the ones he's in.
Well, those people are dumb. Because well,
four Jason, is better.
Jason Takes Manhattan is the best one.
He's not even in... It's horrible.
It's the best.
You... That's five, the weed talking. Five is your five fucking favorite. Five is the favorite.
Best, it's the but same, eight look, is the best. Look,
it's the same shit. It's he's, the same shit.
This shit's back Barbara, he where he doesn't remember what he likes.
It's the same shit with Barbara Crampton. It's the same shit with Lin Shaye.
No, it's not.
For whatever fucking reason, these Goombas, they're like, oh, Kane Hodder was Jason twice.
Four fucking, times.
I'm gonna.
Why is he the household name one?
I don't know. Because he shoved dude.
Himself out at it's conventions because, like a whore.
It's because he's the one that invented. Well, invented. He started doing the little head tilt thing that Jason does.
Dude, nope. That was in part three.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Hold up. Hold oh, up. Shit. Hold up. Hold up. I know part three obviously hold is up. The first hold time up. He wore the hockey mask, yeah. Right? But here, I'm gonna say something controversial.
Oh no!
I prefer because this is
like I hate.
No, this is physical acting. I get that, right? I think the guy who represented, who played Jason in 3 and 4, I think the guy who played him in part 2 with the bag over his head, I think, which is dope. I think the one, I think Freddy versus Jason depiction, and I definitely think in the new reboot one,
he looked like dude, a giant janitor in Freddy versus Jason.
Well, that's. Better than fucking this.
Better than what he looked like in this.
This
yeah.
Smooth motherfucker walking around all
he
slick.
He looks so weird with these weird tufts of hair. He had like, he looked like he was wearing a wig that he just cut most of the hair off.
Well,
of.
Dude, and the guy that they got to play him in the reboot was extremely physically
Derek
imposing.
Mears.
That guy?
Derek Mears.
Yeah, and also I saw his face. Like, he looks fucked
Mears?
Up. But
it might have been Derek
yeah,
Mears.
Yeah, I think most of the depictions of Jason are more... impressive than this one.
So like the Uber Jason, like
I don't that, mean that this costume. I mean that the Kane Hodder business.
Oh yeah. Well, the Uber Jason wasn't supposed to be like known. It was supposed to be a surprise for the last like for the third act. But then like all of the material, the promotional material, and the poster and everything gave it away. Like they just showed it, and so everybody knew it was coming. But it was supposed to be one of those things where you're like surprised by
oh.
it. Which, like, think about it. If you didn't know that was coming, that would have been pretty rad. You think Jason's dead, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, damn, he came back, and now he's, like, part robot.
Think about it, dude. That would be pretty rad.
That would be pretty rad.
This is it. It's good to have you back, man. Holy shit. 3 weeks ago, he's talking about the themes in Nope, and now he's like, think about it, dude. If you saw Cyborg Jason and didn't know it was coming, that would be pretty rad.
You know in that fucking movie where they have fucking Freddy's hand as a robot? Think about it.
Dude.
Holy
think
shit.
About it, dude.
Think about it. Oh. Dude, that's dope, though. Like,
just think.
How do you guys,
no, I'm not mad at the movie. I just, you know, I don't think it's cute. Okay?
How did you guys not have fun with
boring.
Jason X? Like,
It's too boring. It's too boring. That's really what
it
is. It
goes on too long.
It's literally a serial killer in space, dude.
No, it's not, though. It's but, dude.
He gets fucking wackaboo, gets his arm cut off, and like.
Wackaboo?
He looks like this dude that my brother used to hang out with that my mom called Wackaboo. He was like some fucking heroin addict with dreads.
A
and
serial killer in space.
That's what he is, dude. You don't get Jeffrey Dahmer in space. You get Jason.
You're saying a thing, but that's not the movie. The movie is how what you fill an hour
that
and
is,
a half with.
That is the movie. It's
that's
serial
literally
killer in
not
space.
The movie is these people space. Saying dumb shit with horrible effects. Well,
around a serial killer in space.
Is he even a...
Yes.
He's definitely a serial
is
killer.
Is he even a serial killer?
Of course.
I think he's a monster.
Yeah,
he's
but,
a
but he's a serial killer.
Multiple spree killer.
Thank you for specifying that. Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly, you've never seen Tragedy Girls because they explain the difference between a serial killer and a spree killer.
I can't believe that you love Tragedy Girls and don't want to watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. That's the fucking
fuck
tragic,
Bodies,
dude.
Bodies, Bodies.
It's the same movie.
Like, he didn't want to say anything about it because it sucked.
No, it's because we're talking about it.
No, it's because it sucked.
That's not why.
It's why.
You know, maybe like many you times know, like, I might maybe, have mixed feelings. But I don't have mixed feelings about Jason X. I don't have mixed feelings about... That's you or
idiot.
Jason God X, damn. What else can be said?
Not much.
At the end, his mask ends up at the bottom of the lake again, which is... great.
They're setting it up for sequels on Earth 2, dude.
So the whole thing is so fun. I know. Talking about the movie is
that's what we're here for.
Well, but no.
No, but taking it seriously.
Yeah, Rhett's like, why are you going to look at the... I because that's...
Well, it's fun.
It's the only way I can stay sane on this film. It's fucking crazy because like they're taking off from Earth 1. And then they literally like they're going to meet up with like another fucking space station, and they're talking about like, hey bro, I'll be there in 15 minutes, just chill out. And it's like, what the fuck, like what are you, what?
Yeah, they need to be rescued.
It's fucking crazy because you wouldn't, like, in space travel, you wouldn't be like, I'm gonna be there in 15 minutes.
That's true.
It's fucking bonkers.
But also, like, if
I
there
can't
was
believe
a serial,
that's what bothers you.
It did, because it's like, dude, it's like as if he's driving a
it's
fucking
space trucker.
He's
dude.
Taking a fucking Uber.
He will be there in 15 minutes.
I'll be there in 15 minutes. Literally, you don't know that because
I mean,
he
does know that.
What if his ship has
made
a speedometer?
That commute before?
Because it's like warp drives and shit.
His ship's got a speedometer
too,
on
it's
it.
It's too fucking. It's
you,
too.
You
fucking,
know who doesn't know how long the commute takes? You.
Yeah, for
you
yeah,
are
for
not a space trucker.
For a sci-fi guy, you should know a little bit more about advanced mapping technologies.
Damn.
Got him.
He got you, dude.
Well, I mean, dude, it's just what, like, I know. But when you're talking about like astronomical space travel, it's never in fucking minutes. Never.
I mean, like,
never, ever.
Maybe not now, ever, but in 2455.
Never.
Have you been to the
it's
future?
Fucking like, we'll be there in like 50 light years, give or take a million years.
Or 15 minutes.
Or 15 fucking minutes. And so like, they go to this fucking space station and they crash the top of the glass dome, and that's it for the fucking space station. It's toast.
Yep.
Okay. So then they're fucking stranded in the middle of space.
Oh, don't forget about that bitch that killed herself in the escape pod.
Bro, crazy shit. It's not even an escape pod. That was their literal, like, transport fucking shuttle, which is also fucking crazy.
Goddamn women drivers.
They're in the middle of fucking nowhere space, California, and they're like, well, maybe this is a busy shipping lane. Maybe somebody will just be driving down. And it's like, so a fucking ship strolls by. I'll be there in 30 seconds. It's cool. Don't trip, dog.
Because they've made that commute.
Yeah, they know. It's a busy
yeah,
shipping lane. Dude.
Hey, let me ask you something.
I'll be there.
Look, separate issues.
When we get there, they'll have 60 super armed people. And it's like...
Separate issue, dude. Separate issue. You like Starship Troopers, right?
The film?
Yeah.
Or the idea?
The film.
I like both. I was...
Okay, you're doing a thing.
I like both.
Do you like the raging open flames on the ships in outer space?
Well, you could have like like oxygen.
So he defends what he wants
out of the ships, causing like a cocoon of oxygen.
Well, here's the thing. Well, it's supposed to be like World War II with the ship, so it's just like a metaphor. But no, I mean, if I'm gonna approach, I can't approach things like that. Well, with this kind of shit, man.
That's your problem.
I know. That's why you watch Gravity and you're like, oh, the science.
the problem with Gravity is they said the science.
Bro, also the science in this is spot on.
For sure.
That's the problem with Gravity.
Also, wait a minute.
They were like, oh, the science. And it's like, well, no,
you're the science.
You fucked that up.
This is speculative fiction, right? So, like, basically, you can't say if it's realistic or not.
True.
Because
they could be there in 30 minutes, bro.
30 minutes, dude. Oh, fuck. You put it on your timer,
or it's
dude.
Free.
I want to go back real quick to
Space Pizza.
The Android chick faking him out. kicking his ass like Matrix style and then blowing his limbs off and making his head into a canoe.
Oh yeah, they have some sense of humor in this. Like she like
well, played, of course.
Well, she played dead, and then earlier, like Jason, when he was like in that facility, he like got out of his confinement and then hung up some other dude and put a rag over his head so he could wait until they found his decoy and he's, then attack
he's
them.
He's a total yuckster in this movie, dude. He's
put, I like it.
He's putting people on fucking like
I'ma get ya
on hooks and shit, and like surprising people with dead bodies that are like wrapped up in chains and shit. He's like he's a jokester god in this one.
Well, he's
truthfully Loki.
He's aged into like a really really fine wine, you know what I mean? Where he's got he's a aged real
into a fine wine.
Shut yeah. up. The kills have been yeah. getting boring for him, so he has to, you know, spice it up.
Exactly.
It's like when you sit on your left hand until it passes out. Yep.
One of the things that happens as you age is you develop a more humor about certain things, you know, and that's Jason.
It did that he's thing just, too, where he's just where
appreciating his time gone by,
where a kill happens, and like Jason looks at it and kind of like you could tell that he's like chuckling to himself.
He's like admiring his handiwork. Like,
got him.
Well, and then like yeah, he threw that guy on that giant spiral, and he's like, you know what? I really hope whoever finds this guy later makes a joke about how he's screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. So good. He just set him up and they knocked it down.
Shit.
Fucking slave.
So what you're saying is...
You love Jason X.
I'm saying half star out of five.
So you love it.
No.
Half star?
I don't even love that I don't love it.
What kind of bullshit?
You heard it here, folks.
It's a half star movie.
You're a half star movie.
It's actually probably a... Well, yeah, but I'm not Jason X.
I'm just some dude.
I'll go leave and like drive a car home right now. I
fucking wish you would.
You don't rent me like as on a fucking TV.
I don't rent it either. I'm
renting
it.
My own head.
I own it.
You've got a robot car though, dude. You better watch out.
Yeah, have you ever seen Being John Malkovich, dude?
I have. Malkovich.
See? What do you like better, Jason X or Being John Malkovich?
That's not fair. Wow. Damn. I mean, like, I like them both for different reasons. If I had to watch one, like, right now, I would watch Jason X.
He can't even give a straight answer, man, on
even
that
if I wanted to defend Jason X as a cult classic and a corny fucking thing, and I get it. I get it. It's still a half-star movie. Because
it's like, what do you expect from a Friday the 13th film, though?
I like part four and I like part six.
But like, what do you expect?
Because
if you expect good acting, you're mistaken. It's not about
expectations.
I mean, but yeah.
What do you expect from me to give more than half a star? What's worth, what was done well here, man?
The fact that you say you love stupid ass movies, and this is like the stupidest of the stupid ass movies.
It doesn't entertain me the whole time.
That's a mistake.
Street Trash entertained me.
I mean, Street Trash is great.
You know, like some other, like The Room, that shit is nonstop.
See, and I think that shit's slow.
Yeah, but maybe you need to watch it every day for a year first.
I think maybe I should not. I've seen it twice, and that's plenty.
The, you know what, dude? That's the next podcast we're doing. We're going to watch Jason X every week.
Because, like, the stuff that would be funny here, it just literally feels like a porn. And I found myself like.
That's kind of what I like about it too.
Well, I know I get that, and I get you that you would like that about it. But I'm like, then you know, where it at? You know?
What do you mean where it at? Like, what up with the youth?
What up with the Pornhub?
What up?
Turn this movie off.
What up with the youth, dude? That's
yeah. Just a rearranging, and there's nobody home.
You know what they say about the youth.
Well, Jason X, how many stars out of five would you give Jason
none,
X?
None stars, dude.
See, I'm being nice.
None stars. This shit's trash, bro.
It knows it's trash. That's the whole point, right?
It does. I mean, the people that made it took it really seriously.
Look, as a trash movie on the trash scale, I'd give it 2.5 out of 5.
2.5 trash cans out of five.
2.5 yeah. trash cans. A five star trash movie is a full dumpster. It's like a dump truck with like a landfill.
It's got dumps like a truck. Truck. That's like what? Baby, when you but
I thought you guys were for sure gonna be in on it.
I was in on it. It's just it does get slow to me, man. I'm gonna be honest. Like
that's a mistake.
I'm like, damn, I kinda wanna not look at this
anymore. I watched it twice in like 13 hours.
Were you stoned?
I mean That's irrelevant.
I'll fucking, that might be different, dude. That might be different.
That's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant, dude.
Irrelevant. That's great.
What were you going to say, Jorge?
I don't know, man. I'm just done.
I will say, let's, a quick retrospective on
Space Month.
Ass Lords from Space. So we
what do we have?
Invasions of the Body Snatchers.
Pretty good. It
was pretty good. And then we did Nope.
Pretty good.
Which was more like Yup. And then we did Prey.
Pretty good.
Which was pretty good. And then Jason X, which is
pretty good.
Trash. And I'm not mad at it. I am mad at people thinking Kane Hodder is some something though, because no.
Nope.
He's in the four worst films of this bad franchise.
But he did that Death House movie. Don't forget about that. That
Death shit. House. And Tony Todd was in that too.
That shit was garbage, man. Fuck.
I want to watch
Father's Day again.
We should revisit some of these old movies. Father's Day was fucking 160-something episodes ago.
That's crazy. I want to watch Father's Day again. That shit would be fun.
We did Father's Day with Alien.
Yeah.
For some
reason. That's awesome.
Because it was a George movie and a Matt movie. That's what it was.
What are we talking about next?
We have no idea.
We gotta figure that out. Bodies.
Is that what it is?
Probably. I think it's time for bodies to get back to some earthbound bullshit.
It's gonna be better than Tragedy Girls. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
If you like Tragedy Girls, then you'll like this, Matt.
I think you're mistaken. I don't think you've even seen Tragedy Girls.
I did. I watched the first 15 minutes.
Like Dave Made a Maze?
You could just watch 5 minutes?
He sounds like Alex Jones. That's mad.
It's your Perry Mason moment.
That's fucking mad.
Be a man. Watch 10 minutes of a movie.
You think you can judge a movie on 15 minutes?
That's George right there.
You sound a lot like Alex Jones.
Maybe I'm Alex Jones as a CIA plant. That'd be fucked up.
You're a fucking shapeshifter. I knew it. Interdimensional. What density are you vibrating at right now?
You're a lizard, dude.
Incel density, dude.
Jorge Gonzalez. Incel density.
That's pretty good.
Using a hat that says incel density.
Tech metal band.
Density.
God, if nobody got that shirt, it'd be, or that hat, it'd be great.
Oh, shit.
Y'all gassed out?
I'm gassed out.
All right. Well, that's Jorge out.
Matt out.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
No.
Kane Hodder sucks.
He does suck. Barbara Crampton sucks.
Well, she's way better than Kane Hodder.
Lynn Shay sucks.
Fuck, Mary Kill.
Both of them are way better than Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder, Lynn Shay.
Kill Kane Hodder. You'd have to fuck Lynn Shay and marry Barbara Crampton.
Did Kane Hodder wear fucking S&M garb in fucking From Beyond? No, he didn't. So Barbara Crampton's way fucking better than.
Well, that's why we're marrying.
Were you fucking or marrying?
Marrying.
Yeah.
Who are the other options? Kane Hodder and who?
Lynn Shay.
I'm fucking Lynn Shay.
Yeah, same.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Lynn Shay from Kingpin. Where she's all Kane Hodder.
Fuck Kane Hodder, marry Lynn Shay, kill Barbara Crampton.
What?
That's weird.
I'm gonna kill Kane Hodder because he's real easy to kill as
Jason. I just want to emasculate him.
Can I just kill Kane Hodder twice?
I just want to punch him in the back of his head. Just like have his hockey mask fall off.
What is that? Some kind of mask?
It's facial armor from a primitive sport that was outlawed in 2024. Two more years, hockey.
Two more years. You've got
suck
two
it up,
more
nerds.
Years, hockey. Bye.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.